Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 9, verses 43 to 48. The title for this discourse is Think of Yourself. Whatever do I mean by that? Well, in the previous discourse, it was along the lines of think of others. You remember that Jesus is speaking about sin, causing people to sin, the effect it has on others, and the effect it has on yourself, and the consequences of it. I remind you that we have looked at this and we have seen that sin rises in the heart. There's such a thing as sins, drunkenness, adultery, all that kind of thing. These are sins, real sins, and they're accountable. We're accountable for them. But the cause of sins is sin, and it's in the heart. And now we move on to this, think of yourself. You have to think of others, what my life, what my actions, what my words mean to others. But now I have to think of the effect of sin, my sin, not upon others now, but upon myself. Now remember that word scandalizes here, offense. Lead into ruination, lead into sin. Now here we're talking about sins as a result of sin, the heart leading to action. You see that in verses 43 to 48, Jesus speaks about the hand, the foot, and the eye. But it comes from the heart, you see, as we have seen in Mark chapter 7. Now, this passage about the eye and the hand, the foot, and so on, Jesus used it more than once, Matthew 5, 19 to 20, Matthew 18, 7 to 9. Now, what is he saying here? My body, my actions, my thoughts, my outward works, and so on, come from the heart, and it's all a question of sin leading to sins. It's my hand that does it. It's my foot that does it. It's my eye that does it. And it leads me, you, to sin. This is what Jesus says. You see, I must speak personally. Your heart leads you to sin. You don't know me. No, I don't. But I know that we're all born in Adam, all born sinners, and the heart that is desperately wicked, and who can know it? We've gone astray from conception. In sin did my mother conceive me, said David. And he didn't mean by that outside of wedlock. He meant that he was a natural man in Adam. As in Adam, all die. I sin because my heart is sinful, and this leads me to hand, foot, and eye, and so on. But I am responsible. It's not the TV or the culture or the books or the internet. They play their parts, that's true, they do. But it's my use of that TV, culture, books, internet, and other things. It's me. It's me. I blame you. This is what Christ is saying. I've used this illustration before, but I remember many years ago in the Times Educational Supplement, a cartoon. It was a time when do-gooders were taking the blame and the guilt and the responsibility off of sinners. And there was a schoolmaster towering over a little boy. Witherspoon, says the master, some blame your gene, some blame this, some blame that, but I blame you. It was a cartoon, but it had a tremendous punch to me. I blame you, says Christ. Now, the authorized version here is wrong, misleading. It's not a question of offend you. It causes you to offend. It causes you to sin. The buck stops here. And the believer has a new heart. So this power of sin is broken. It's not eradicated. But he breaks the power of cancelled sin, says Wesley. He sets the prisoner free. That's Jesus, the Lord Jesus. And this is what John the Apostle says. I'm reading from 1 John chapter 3 and verse 5. You know that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, appeared. Why? So that he might take away our sins. How did he do this? By his blood and righteousness, of course. And in him is no sin. There's no heart in him to sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, don't let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous. It's not that he's made righteous by being righteous. He lives a righteous life because he has a new heart. He's a new man in Christ Jesus. If any man is in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. He's not sinless, but he has a new heart. He who does what is right is righteous just as Christ is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. He breaks the power of cancelled sin. He sets the prisoner free. No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. 1 John chapter 3, verses 5 to 10. Coming back to our passage, Mark chapter 9, here we have it then. I sin because I am a sinner and I am responsible. But in Christ, being given a new heart, a new mind, a new will, a new disposition, regenerated by the Spirit, brought into the new covenant, I now have the power to live for Christ. It's not eradicated, this power of sin. It's not taken away from me the presence of sin. One day it will. But now I have the power of God's Spirit, and I must live out this new life, and I will by the grace of God. That's what John says. And this is what Mark is teaching. Christ is teaching here in Mark. Now, sin is not just simply bad habits, weakness, failure, sadness, pity, mistakes. It's sin, my friend, sin. That's the word for it. And it's a scandal, it's an offense to God, and it hurts others, and it hurts myself. It ruins. This is what it's saying here, and it said it in Mark chapter 7, verse 21, and so on, as I looked at in previous discourses. Well, this subject has to be continued. We've not got through here. I'm taking this very slowly because it's so powerful and so searching and so effective. Sin, my worst enemy before, shall vex my eyes and ears no more, said Watts, speaking about the eternal state for the believer. Unbeliever, you need to be rid of your sin. The blood of Christ will do it. The righteousness of Christ. Christ was manifested, came into the world to save sinners. Trust him and be saved. Now, believer, let us live to the glory of God, not offending God, but to the glory of God. Whatever you do, in word or thought or deed, do all to the glory of God. Hurting self? No. Hurting others? No. Don't let our hearts lead us into sin. We shall hurt others, scandalize them, cause them to sin, and we shall hurt ourselves, and the consequences are severe. Let us live for Christ, to his glory and praise. Amen.